Supporters of Nikita Oliver say her run for mayor was a thrilling ride. She was the local favorite in South Seattle. Supporters say Oliver's loss in the primary isn't the end of their movement or the People's Party. But they're less enthusiastic about the current race between Jenny Durkin and Carrie Moon. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Marcus Green is the founder and editor of the South Seattle Emerald. He knew lawyer and artist Nikita Oliver through his coverage of the movement against a new youth jail and other issues. He recalls bumping into her one day when they were both working with students at Franklin High School.
She said, I might have an exclusive for you real soon. And I said, oh, really?
Soon after, Oliver announced that she was running for mayor under the banner of the People's Party. Green says Oliver's run brought new people into politics. He compared the joyful atmosphere at her campaign launch to a religious revival.
I'd never seen any kickoff with that level of excitement and exuberance. And, you know, Washington Hall was just packed with, you know, a variety of different races. It was intergenerational.
Activist Karen Turing, who moved to Seattle in 1999, says she saw years of social justice organizing coming to fruition in the founding of the People's Party and Oliver's candidacy.
I had a lot of hope. I really believe that Nikita really had a really good chance because I knew how many volunteers she had on the ground. I knew the way that she was mobilizing. I was in conversations with people that I'm not normally in conversations with who were voting for her. Even in my own neighborhood, right, there were Nikita signs in yards, and I was like, whoa, you know, this person?
And Turing says she was excited to support Oliver.
One of the things that I did was made the largest political contribution that I've ever made, and that felt very empowering.
Turing says in the past, she often felt like political parties wanted to use African-American voters for their own ends. She feels betrayed by Trump and Clinton voters in 2016.
I don't know how to say this. I feel like white women failed me, and I haven't been able to trust them ever since.
Now, Oliver's supporters are facing a choice between two white women for mayor, Carrie Moon and Jenny Durkin. And Marcus Green says the mood among Oliver's supporters is a lot different.
I probably ranges from despondency to obligation, meaning that, okay, well, this is democracy. Democracy is messy, and a lot of times you don't always get what you want.
Much of Oliver's support in South Seattle has flowed to Carrie Moon in the general election, but there is a sense of resignation. Josiah Wirtz co-owns Cafe Red, a coffee house next to Othello's light rail station. He endorsed Oliver in the primary, but now there's a Carrie Moon sign in his window.
We're not necessarily excited that Moon is our candidate over Oliver. However, we do feel that this is really our last chance to create a more equitable Seattle before it really just does become a new San Francisco.
Oliver supporters say they will keep working on the issues that fueled her run. They see the choice of Kirsten Harris-Talley to fill Tim Burgess's place on the Seattle City Council as one small victory for the People's Party. And Turing says, despite feeling tired, she will not sit out the election because people died for her right to vote and the ballot comes right to her house.
If you are not voting and that ballot is sitting there on your dining room table or your side table or wherever you put your mail, then I just want to spank you. I do. I just want to spank you.
So don't forget to vote by November 7th. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.
And by the way, ballots need to be postmarked by Tuesday or put in a designated drop box by 8 o'clock that night.